Park Row Books and Harper Audio present Last Twilight in Paris by Pam Janoff, performed by Therese Plummer and Saskia Marleveld. For my family, for always. Prologue. Hélène. Paris, 1943. Darkness. Hélène stumbled forward, unable to see through the black void that surrounded her. She could feel the shoulders of the others jostling on either side. The smell of unwashed bodies rose, mingling with Hélène's own. Her hand brushed against a rough wall, scraping her knuckles. Someone ahead tripped and yelped. Hours earlier, when Hélène had been brought from her underground cell at the police station into the adjacent holding area, she was surprised to see other women waiting. She had not encountered anyone since her arrest. She had studied the women, who looked to be from all walks of life, trying to discern some commonality among their varied ages and classes that had caused them to be here. There was only one. They were Jews. The yellow star they wore, whether soiled and crudely sewn onto a worn secondhand dress or pressed crisply against the latest Parisian finery, was identical, and it made them all the same. They had stood in the bare holding area, not daring to speak. Hélène was certain that her arrest had been some sort of mistake. She had done nothing wrong. They had to free her. But even as she thought this, she knew that the old world of being a French citizen with rights was long gone. An hour passed, then two. There was nowhere to sit, and a few people dropped to the floor. An elderly woman dozed against the wall, mouth agape. Except for the slight rise and fall of her chest, she might have been dead. Hunger gnawed at Hélène, and she wished that she still had the baked goods she purchased at the market just before she was taken. The meager breads, which had seemed so pathetic days earlier, now would have been a feast. But her belongings had been confiscated upon arrest. Hélène looked upward through the thin slit of window near the ceiling. They were still in Paris. The sour smell from the city street and the sounds of cars and footsteps despite the curfew were familiar, if not comforting. How long they would stay here, she did not know. Hélène was torn. She did not want to remain in this empty room forever, yet she also dreaded leaving, for wherever they were going would surely be worse. Finally, the door had opened.
Sortir!
A voice ordered them out in French, reminding Hélène that the policemen, who had brought them here and who were keeping them captive, were not Germans, but their own people. Hélène had filed into the dimly lit corridor with the others. They exited the police station and stepped outside onto the pavement. At the sight of the familiar buildings and the street leading away from the station, Hélène momentarily considered fleeing. She had no idea, though, where she would go. She imagined running to her childhood home, debated whether her estranged mother would take her in or turn her away. But the women were heavily guarded, and there was no real possibility of escape. Instead, Hélène breathed the fresh air in great gulps, sensing that she might not be in the open again for quite some time. The women were herded up a ramp toward an awaiting truck. Hélène recoiled. They were being placed in the back part of the vehicle where goods should have been carried, not people. Hélène wanted to protest, but did not dare. Smells of stale grain and rotting meat, the truck's previous cargo, assaulted her nose, mixing with her own stench in the warm air. It had been 3 days since she had bathed or changed, and her dress was wrinkled and filthy, her once luminous black curls dull and matted against her head. When the women were all inside the truck, the back hatch shut with an ominous click. "Where are they taking us?" someone whispered. Silence. No one knew, and they were all too afraid to venture a guess. They had heard the stories of the trains headed east to awful places from which no one ever returned. Hélène wondered how long the journey would be. As they bumped along the Paris streets, Hélène's bones, already sore from sleeping on the hard prison cell floor, cried out in pain. Her mouth was dry and her stomach empty. She wanted...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?